Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Goddess Alive Radio. Here we are on our Thursday night. My name is Kimberly Moore, and I am your humble hostess this evening. And I have a very special guest, Christine, coming on. We're going to be doing some rocking it out and talking about the Rock Your Voice Revival series. And I'm going to bring Christine on in just a moment. I hope everyone survived the new moon solar eclipse. I don't know about you, but I took to bed for a day. And a lot of people I talked to did the same thing. So, you know, I think a lot of the lessons of our eclipse season have to do with honoring our rhythms, honoring our bodies, honoring what's happening cosmically and, you know, microcosmically as well. So don't worry if you feel a little low energy this week. Some of that energy is still settling. And just when you think you're in the clear, we have the full moon lunar eclipse coming. Woohoo! Followed by an April Mercury retrograde. No rest for the wicked, my darlings. No rest. Stay tuned to the Mother House of the Goddess Facebook page because we will be posting things for you. You know, some lunar eclipse survival tips. And, of course, the Goddess Full Moon group is up and ready to go. Brandi Alsett and myself will be doing the return of the Goddess Kore. That is the maiden Persephone as she returns from the underworld. GoddessFullMoonGroup.com. We'll be celebrating it on March 22nd, right between the spring equinox and full moon. So we're kind of getting the energy of both. And so we'll hang out together for that lunar eclipse. And, of course, it's free to sign up. So let me see some other housekeeping things going on. I just have to say I'm so delighted tonight. You know, I'm sitting here with all the candles lit. I'm on my second pot of coffee. Yeah, Goddess Caffeina. And all my little Shaktis are winking at me, Saraswati and Lakshmi and Lalita and Tara. So if you love the Shaktis as much as I do, pop on over. Lakshmi Blessings is now available on MysterySchoolOfTheGoddess.net. We have some other really fabulous offerings for your spring, including Aphrodite's Daily Nectar, which just came out by Dr. Jalaja Bonheim and Helena Carter's photography. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous sacred prompt course and, you know, kind of really wonderful for a renewal of spring. So all kinds of good stuff. More coming. Renee Starr has her spring equinox out. Dr. Susan Harper is bringing out her Ostara. Everything you need for a transformative spring. Yay! All right. One other thing I would like to also let everybody know, for those of you that are in the know in the Goddess community, many of you are familiar with Lydia Rule and her amazing Goddess banners. They were at the Parliament of World Religions as a display, and they're just absolutely magical. Goddess Inc. is publishing a book that is now on pre-sale about the banners. So if you go to Goddess Inc., or I'm sorry, hang on a second, let me double check this. It's goddess-inc.com. You can go ahead and get the book on pre-sale. And we're talking about full color pictures and everything. And it's really a marvelous way to support the Lydia and the greater Goddess community. It's called Goddesses of the Americas, and it's the Spirit Banners of the Divine Feminine, Lydia Rule, 150 pages with over 75 goddesses and divine feminine figures. And there's a little description and some, you know, her story attached to it. So please keep that in consideration. Also, don't forget Goddess Tour of Mexico City with Ann Key, Veronica Iglesias is happening in June. And you're going to get a goddess every day during that trip. The early bird is still open till April 15th. Okay, I think that's probably pretty much all of my housekeeping. Any other things can be covered under motherhouseofthegoddess.com. We've got some great articles up as well. So, and let's see. Let me just see here. I think I'm not on again until next week. Gosh, I say that like, I feel like I've been on air so much lately. But some of that has been between Goddess Alive Radio and the moons and other things that are going on. So just heads up. Let me see here. We've got Margaret Ann Limbo coming on next Thursday. And she's got two new books out since we've talked to her last time. I can't believe it. She is so just prosperous, manifesting beautifully. She'll be coming on the 17th. And then I have Tracy Givens on the 24th. Yay. So this is what I've been up to for the past couple of weeks, and I think probably why I feel like I've been on air so much. But, I had the honor of being interviewed for a couple of different things. I was with Sandy Amram's group, the Living Abundance 100 Day Promise group. Guardian Ancestors Telesummit is coming up. I can't wait. And the Rock Your Voice Revival Series, which I was so honored to be asked to participate in. I got this wonderful email from this wonderful woman, Christine, and that is who we have on with us tonight. And the Rock Your Voice Revival began on March 8th. It is not too late by any means to sign up for it because it's going through the 18th. So if you go to rockyourvoicerevival.com and sign up, it is a free series and has some amazing teachers. Of course, yours truly. And as well as Don Ruiz, Sally Kempton, I mean, just some amazing, amazing voices. And it's all about bringing your authentic voice forward. And, that is something that Christine specializes in. So let's give a very warm welcome to Christine this evening, who's with us despite some challenges today. Christine, how are you?
Hello, darling. I am doing well. I always think and really it can be worse. So this is good. This is I'm good.
It's true. It's true. I know. It's all perspective, isn't it?
It truly is.
Well,
And yeah. Yeah.
welcome. I had so much fun with you taping the telesummit and talk about challenges. We had the Shakti energy was like on fire and shutting us down and everything.
Yeah. Do you want to say about that? Maybe we should just start right there. I'm sure people are
I
feeling.
know, I know. Yeah. So, but it was so much fun, and you were just such a sparkling presence. And so tell our audience a little bit about you. And for everyone too, it's rocketoutwoman.com if you want to know more about Christine. But tell us a little bit about you and your mission, because it's so beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for this opportunity to be with your listeners tonight. My journey began at birth, of course. But I entered the world as a colicky baby. I was a few weeks premature, but and small and tiny, and I came in kicking and screaming and didn't really want to be here, I suppose, because life was really hard for me to digest, which just meant that I often had stomach pains. Tummy aches, as a kid would say. And my mom was always asking, what's wrong? What's happening? Are you worried about something? And I was like, no. I mean, I just couldn't figure it out. And looking back now, I do see that, of course, I'm an empath. And so that was part of it. But I knew that I came here for big things, and it was the resistance of all of that that came with me. So what happened was, yeah, it's pretty amazing because I never really had anything big and glaring, but I always had these weird things that would pop up and like skin conditions like psoriasis at 5. I started to have that. And then I was often constipated as a kid. So it was like crying in the bathroom just to release. And then after that would happen, I would get like these dizzy spells and end up vomiting and sometimes pass out. So I would overheat. And so you know, back then, this is, I'll be 38 next month. So, you know, back then, they're over 30 years ago, they just really didn't know too much about it. And they really didn't want to do anything about it at that point in time. So I grew up, my father working for the Supreme Court of Justice, my mom having her own beauty salon, and, you know, myself witnessing all of this. And so we were just part of the Western medical society, you know, take this, take that, take this, take that, fix it, fix it, fix it. And so, Kimberly, I had these big dreams. I always, you know, in my kindergarten graduation, they came to me in my classroom. They're like, we need you to stand in front of the entire group today outside, like everyone is gathering, and you're going to give the announcement. We're going to give you something to read, and you're going to have the microphone. And I'm like, sure. Like, okay, you know, so here I am out in the schoolyard, which was tremendous in Brooklyn, and I did it like a champ. And, you know, any time, I always loved to sing. I loved to talk. I always had great compassion, and I was a great writer. I always loved to express my voice in many different ways. But what happened was, around right after college and going through, you know, relationships, having a career as a teacher, and then following my passion at night and being on the stages in the community theater. I also did some pageants with the platform of the prevention and awareness of child abuse. I mean, you know, and then the singing was my talent. And so I just really knew that I needed to get out there and express. Nothing was going to stop me. You know, nothing was going to stop me. I had big, big dreams. And so my mom had me, like, in modeling and things like that. I was on Reading Rainbow. But it always felt flat to me. So even, like, being on TV and sometimes, you know, not so much the community theater, but, like, the political stuff of pageants, like, I was like, something is just not right. I don't like this. And seeing the moms with the other little girls, like, dressing them up and yelling at them, like, you have to do this, and hey, you better smile. And I was like, Mom, I don't want to do this anymore. And she's like, okay, so you don't do it. That's it. So I grew up believing that as a woman, you really had to make some difficult choices and that you couldn't really do everything all in the same time. So while I had this love for theater and singing and the arts to perform, I was also told that you need to make money, and so you need to have a job. And teaching was that job for me because I love children and I love to teach. I love to be in front of the classroom and sharing my voice, my wisdom, and, you know, the great mother archetype. So it just felt really good, and that was easy. But really living this life where I was pushing, forcing, like, well, I'm just going to, you know, do this after work and during the day and then go off and tutor and then hang out with my friends and then go to the gym and then rush off to the, you know, to do the performances and then come home and do it all over again. And it was exhausting, and I already had a compromised immune system, so it started to break down. At the age of 24, is everybody hanging in there? It's a long journey.
We're good.
Good, you're still with me. I know it's a lot, and I'm sure some of the listeners also can identify with, first of all, being a woman and the roles that we play, that we adapt to, that we, you know, create, our families and their beliefs and all the stuff that we have, and then possibly also the exhaustion, the pushing, the forcing, you know, trying to do it in a man's world. I mean, if you're a working woman in corporate America, like, can be a lot of things happening there. If you have medical challenges, there's a lot of things happening there. And so for me, what happened was at the age of 24, like, great, let's, you know, what's going on? I started having these terrible stomach bouts where it intensified so badly. 3 times in 1 month, I ended up calling an ambulance to take me to the hospital because I thought I was going to die. These episodes would last anywhere from 14 to 18 hours, where it would start with my tummy just churning, like, and like this pain, and I couldn't stand up, and I would be crawling on the floor. It felt like my stomach was going to explode or implode, and I did not know what was wrong with me. And I was already going to a stomach specialist. They already said that I had GERD, I had acid reflux, and, you know, and that was it. And they had me on the acid pump inhibitors, like Nexium and Prevacid, and they were not doing anything for me. So I started going to a specialist, and he started doing biopsies and testing every few months. And what they found was I had precancerous cells growing from my stomach up right into my throat, right into my esophagus from years of this acid reflux and this stomach digestive issue. So I was in the doctor's office that day. He comes out with the results and he says, "Christine, I have some news and it's really not good. You have something called Barrett's esophagus or Barrett's disease, and this is a disorder that we see in people who are 80 and older or 70 and older, and you're 24. Mm-hmm. And so the life expectancy is something that we're concerned about. And the reason being is this is abnormal cellular growth, but it's not yet cancer, so it's pre-cancer. And I'm like, I hear cancer. This is over a decade ago. I'm standing there as a young woman who, you know, has a boyfriend, has big dreams, and I hear cancer. And Kimberly, at that point in time, I didn't know anybody who was living a happy, healthy life that had cancer. I knew of my students' mothers who were passing away of breast cancer, things like that, but I never knew anybody who was happy and healthy and living with this disease. So my mind, I stood there before him, and my mind's like, okay, what are we going to do? Let's fix this. You know, he's going to have an answer. Let's go. So I'm like, okay, doctor, I'm up for it. Like, tell me, what is it? What are we going to do? You know, and here's that searching energy that helped me, save me, fix me. That same, you know, I'm going to work this hard for my life, and then when I get a husband and have kids, you know, then I'll sit back and relax and enjoy and then do what I want. But for now, I'm going to, like, fight. You know, I mean, this was the mentality, you know? And honestly, my life was always so difficult. There were things happening all around me all the time. I knew it was like energy because it was so powerful, and it sucked. It was horrible. My car was always breaking down. I had these horrible relationships. Like, it was just like, and people would always say, "Christine, what is it? Like, you're an amazing woman. Like, why do you have this dark cloud over your head?" And I would be like, "I don't know, poor me," you know, like, and I didn't want to be with it. I didn't want to look at it, and I really didn't know how. And so I just was like, I'm not going to give energy to the negativity, but I'm going to, like, go out life with a vengeance, like, high, swimming upstream without a paddle. I was, like, fighting for my life. So in this moment, here I find myself again fighting for my life and saying, "Help me, save me, fix me. Let's go. Cut me open. Take it out. What do we got to do?" And the doctor stood before me, could see the desperation in my eyes, like, literally put his hands up and said, "Darling, there's nothing we can do at this point in time, but we will monitor you. Every few months we'll go and look, and should it become cancer, we'll go in and then we will treat you with blah, 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 blah." I couldn't even hear what he was saying. Yeah. My mind was just blank. Everything got quiet. And now here's what you're going to love, Kimberly, because I know, I feel like you know so much about this divine intervention that happened in that moment. It was as if my soul pulled back. And in pulling back, like, I was, like, reaching, searching, like, "Help me, save me." And, like, I really felt, like, released. Like, I can't even hold you in this moment. This is all you, girlfriend. And my soul sat up. I could feel the fullness inside of my body. And I heard my inner voice say, "You are well. Go off and allow your body to heal." And I was just like, this peace, this calm came over me that I was like, okay, like, my body can heal. Okay. And so I left the office that day with what felt like a song in my heart. And in a few days, a mentor showed up, someone my mother had known, that he had worked with this woman who had a infant that was born with a liver dysfunction, was told he would never be normal, he'd never eat real food, developmentally, emotionally, like, he was never going to meet his milestones in life and possibly not even survive. She left her job on Wall Street, studied nutrition, and completely recovered her son's health. And here comes this man as a messenger to share her with me, and I knew in that moment, this is my woman. And she was not Another voice, you know, another, and I, you know, so I didn't know she was not close to me. She lived far away, and she did not come at an inexpensive price for a teacher doing all of these things. And yet I was just like, yes, this is my woman. And I went, I leapt, and this woman spoke truth like I had never heard of it before. And while it might sound naive, as I've shared, I was never overweight. I never had any glaring things, you know. People that saw me were like, I can't believe that you feel so sick inside because you're so happy, you're so bubbly, you're so energetic, you're so... But honestly, it was not easy. It was just not easy. And so what happened was she took me under her wing and she taught me things like healing your gut, and that I had this leaky gut, and that I had this compromised immune system, and how I could really restore my body to a proper nutrition, a really healthy diet, you know, get rid of those healthy, smart ones I was microwaving for lunch, and get rid of the Diet Coke, which I thought was healthy, and return to the earth and true food from our Mother Earth, fruits, vegetables, water, you know, and preparing my own food, taking a few supplements like probiotics and digestive enzymes just as my body healed. And within a few months, I was feeling amazing. And I went back from my checkup, and the doctor came out, and he's like, I have great news. You are healing. The medicine is working. We have scar tissue. Right? You're with me? We have scar tissue, and there's no more new growth. So this is great. And I'm like, yes, let me tell you what I've been doing. Let me tell you what I've learned about. And he was like, no. No. What do you mean? You're not taking the medicine? And I'm like, no, I told you I was taking the medicine. I was having all these problems. I was ending up in the hospital. I came to you, told me I had this. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, Christine, I can't treat you. I can't be your doctor if you're not going to take my medicine. And I'm like, are you listening to what you just said? And I'm confused. And he's like, honey, I've gone to medical school. I've studied this, and my prescription is part of the formula. If you don't take the prescription, I can't treat you. And I'm like, okay, that's okay. I'm okay with that. And so I left that day slightly PO'd, but yeah. Understanding that this, you know, you know, slightly PO'd, but understanding that this is part of our system. This man spoke his truth. He shared with me, you know, this is what I study, this is what I know, and I got that. And then I felt like I was part of the secret society that everyone needed to know about. The real way, the authentic way, the true way to live your life, because the first time I had reclaimed my life, I had been in my power. I took back my voice that was always searching and vying for something outside of me. And I came to know that this was my journey. It's the journey of the voice, the journey of truth. As a performer, a singer, I mean, my voice was everything, my talent, my gift, my blessing, and my blessing for myself, to others. You know, it had always served me well. And so, you know, that journey didn't end there per se, but that was the big activation. That was the big moment where I completely turned my life around. I went to back to teaching, and I started looking at our children. And I started seeing the disorders they have, like autism and ADD, ADHD, and suddenly I was looking at them differently. And I started to talk to other teachers. Look at the kids. What's going on with our children? They're so sick. And the teacher's like, yes, we know. It must be in the water. It's society, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, no, no. This is our offspring. Offspring is ill, is filled with disease. And we can, as mothers, as teachers, as women, like, we can heal them. We can support their bodies in healing. And so I went back to school to study nutrition, and I became a health coach, and I became mom's coach for life, and I started coaching the moms and how they could support their babies, because the kids were coming back, you know, eating Skittles, cookies, and I'm like, okay, math time, and they're like, oh, they couldn't even sit in their chairs, and I'm like, Right. And I'm writing notes home. And then I'm like, hey, do you want to talk? Because I think I can really help your child and help you. And so I worked with the moms. And as I worked with the moms, the food became very simple. And as I worked through the food with the moms, I started working with a woman, the actual all different women, and I started focusing on the woman. And I was like, okay, it's not just about the food. The food, the food is a tool and it serves our bodies, but there's something so much more happening here. And so I went back, and already I had a business as a health coach, and then I returned and I became a transformational coach so that I could support these women in returning to themselves for their power, for their answers, and to ignite their own voices as I have done so that they can be confident, so that they can show up and take care of themselves and their families, and that they can see the truth for themselves and peel back all of the layers and all of the things that we have acquired as women or have accepted or have conformed to. And so this is the work that I now do with women, in tuning into their own inner voice, their intuition, and then outwardly expressing their voice, their truth, their power in our world, in their communities, in their homes.
Beautiful. That's amazing. So we're now in all of that. How was the, did you keep up with the Western side as far as testing and tracking and, you know, things like that with your precancerous self?
I did not. I started doing other testing to make sure my body was aligned, but as far as like the endoscopies and all the biopsies, all that, I stopped doing. I found, I worked with a holistic nutritionist. I work with a master herbalist. So and then the chiropractic, like all these things that I never knew could support my body, I started doing those things. And I have not had an episode in 13 years.
Brava. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Christine. That's amazing. That's amazing. But, you know, I will share with you just very quickly. You know, I was diagnosed 15 years ago with lupus. And I had a really amazing doctor who was Western, but his wife was an alternative medicine doctor. So he was kind of a little bit more awake, if you will. And you know, he said to me at the time, you need to make a decision. Either you're going to be a disease or you're going to be a person with a disease and take care of it. And I said, okay. And for me, I, same thing, acupuncture, my food, I take no medication except for amino acids, herbal support, same thing. So I am right there with you. It's an amazing and empowering process. And for those listening who may have conditions, it's also good to work with someone, a nutritionist. Are you still doing that, Christine? Are you still coaching with people and things like that so people could actually work with you?
Oh, am I coaching? Yeah, I'm sorry, I thought you meant, am I still working? So, yeah, what I want to say is the way I understood it was, do I still, am I still supported by a nutritionist? So I want to say this too, a beautiful question. This woman showed up, and she, her story resonated with me. I knew she was my type of woman, you know, someone to leave the corporate world, to go off and do this. And since working with her, she's just become a regular part of my network so that when I do regular testing, when I do testing for myself and my kids, for my family, like when I have questions, I always go back to her. And this is the beautiful thing about mentorship and coaching, is that these people become part of our tribe, part of our village. We hear it takes a village, but you know what? If you don't intentionally create this village for yourself, it can be extremely isolating, lonely, and your life can feel really hard. You can feel helpless. You can feel like life is always happening to you versus for you. And when you don't understand it, you can't see the patterns of the ego and the subconscious that's trying to keep you safe. It takes you down time and time again, and it does wreak havoc on your body. So today I am a transformational coach. I support women in their food, in their bodies, in their jobs, in their mothering, and in their spirit. More than anything, it's this connection to your soul, that we have not grown up with understanding or mastering or even being so intentional about. We'll brush our teeth 2 times a day. We'll go to the doctor for our yearly visits. We'll take the medication when the symptom appears. But what about the soul? What about the fact that we are spirits, souls, having a human experience? And so we must honor this. So, you know, I often say today I'm more of this midwife for your soul, this midwife for your voice, to birth yourself out in the world. And it, and food is a tool. So food for me, your body is your temple. And, you know, my temple was breaking down. I felt horrible. And so food was the gateway into the healing, into the rebalancing of my body, of myself. And what happened, Kimberly, as I changed my food, my life started opening up. My awareness started expanding. I would go outside and I could hear the birds. I could look at the sun in a whole new way. I could admire the clouds. Like, I'd always been, I'm Italian, I'm Puerto Rican. Like, I'd always been like, hey, you know, that feisty, like, you know, theatrical, dramatical, you know, this is me. This is how I came in. So I just thought, hey, you know, everyone in my family is loud, like, oh, yeah, I'd walk into my friend's home, oh, we know Christine's here, you know. And so that's just my personality. But I used to look at the people who are, like, so calm and the people that would do yoga, and I would be like, you know, just for a moment, I would like to understand what that is like. And I wasn't there. I wasn't there. Like, in my body, there was so much chaos, and the symptoms all were pointing to it. Chaos, chaos, chaos. So how could I truly hear my inner voice? How could I truly be so aligned with my vision, my purpose? How could I be in my power if my body was so out of whack that I didn't know when I ate something and I'd have to run to the bathroom? I'd be having a lovely dinner with friends or, you know, a boyfriend or someone, and then I'd be like, I'd eat something in the restaurant, like, oh, and I'd be in the bathroom for 30 minutes, and I'd come out full of sweat, like a complete wreck. I was like, Christine, are you okay? And it's just like, oh. And so, yeah, so I do, this is how I do support women. Now I have the health coach degree, and I have the transformational coaching degree, and I have the business degree, because many of us do desire to have a platform to get out there. And so I do work with a lot of women who are either in really high-end positions or they are entrepreneurs or they have their own businesses, just because that's me. You know, I've created this life now where I have 2 little ones, 7 and 3 years old. I have a husband who, you know, he travels a lot, and he's very supportive. And, you know, I just have this beautiful home and this way that I get to serve women and really live comfortably doing it. Because when you can hold women in the space and this vibration, we all rise. And it's so beautiful, is this work that I do. And I'm so grateful to have private clients and to have programs. And, like, you know, being on Facebook is just another platform. It's really a beautiful life, something that I didn't envision years ago.
That's amazing. And it's so beautiful. Well, you know, and if we think about the alignment, you know, of our power centers, of our chakras, that, you know, is our emotions, really. I mean, it's right there, you know, our bellies. That's our emotional center. And, you know, as you said, when that is in chaos, everything is in chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, I just didn't understand that was it, but that was it. That was the thing that, and like I say, you know, even I didn't know because I thought I was healthy. I mean, I exercised, you know, I was in shape. Like, I just couldn't figure out what the heck was going on with me and why I was always so angry. I was always so bitter. You know, again, I thought it was like my feistiness. Like, I'd fly off the handle a lot of times, like with boyfriends and yelling and, oh, it was just not a comfortable way to live life.
That's really beautiful to find that center and that peace and calm. I mean, you know, what an amazing gift. And, you know, it makes you wonder as well sometimes if, you know, the transformative tool here, the illness, you know, that the reason that you have it was to assist you in learning, you know, where you needed to be with it. What do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, I honor everybody's space, and I honor where everybody is in their journey, because I can remember that, you know, this was something I needed to work through. I needed to go through that. And everybody's on their own journey, so it doesn't matter where you are per se. Have compassion for yourself. And this whole idea of, like, they're having mentorship, you know, and really getting support. So this radio show, I mean, all of this, there's so many things out there, and there's so much learning. It was like, this is how it was for me. When I learned about the nutrition, I couldn't get enough of it. I was so, like, oh, I just, like, stayed up late reading. And, you know, I think the book I went to was, like, Kevin Trudeau's book of, like, what the healing that they don't want you to know, the things your doctors don't want you to know about. And I was like, whoa. And it felt so true for me. I was like, whoa, you know. And powerful when we can be responsible for ourselves. And when we feel the pressure of society, we can be like, yeah, BS. That's BS. Like, I don't need to do that. You know, I don't need to just stay home. I know my kids are little and I'm breastfeeding or whatever, but, like, I can stay home, have a job, travel the world, you know, by myself if I need to, and, like, it's okay. Like, and so that was a learning that came much, much later. So being where you are, honoring where you are, staying open and present and aware, and then, you know, asking for support and trying out something new. So being open to these changes.
Absolutely. Beautiful. It's so, you know, it's an amazing journey. It really, really is. And you're such an inspiration, Christine, really. And the steps that you've taken for your own empowerment are so potent. So let's talk about Rock Your Voice Revival. And how did you come to that? Because you've got an amazing group of people together to talk about finding their voice and expressing it, and I'm so grateful to be part of it. So how did it come about, and how's it going? And I want to remind everybody too, you know, for our listeners, rockyourvoicerevival.com, sign up for free, and you get these wonderful interviews every day through the 18th of March. So it's good stuff, good stuff.
It is such good stuff. It is amazing. It is so amazing. So, yeah, so this began when I felt like I started working from home. And like I said, I had the baby. I was breastfeeding, you know, all of this. And I also had this understanding about being an entrepreneur. And so I was like, okay, how do I do all of this? And I trained and learned how to host online events, because remember, I like to be on stage, I like to sing, I like to really get out there with a message. I have no problem being visible, you know, and sharing, like, just where I am authentically, like, you know, this is where I am and this is me. And I, like, that was me from, you know, 5 years old. So, and, like, I know what I like, I know what I don't like. And so what happened was I studied how to do these online series, and then I started hosting them. So this is what I mean when I say start where you are. My first series was called Breastfeeding Revolution. And this had all, yeah, this is all mama geared, new babies, you know, pregnancy, breastfeeding, birth, because that's another story for another show, Kimberly. But I had natural births in hospital settings. I brought on my own labor when my contractions didn't start and they wanted to induce me. I made my own homemade formula when my son was misdiagnosed with a tongue tie and he wasn't gaining weight from my breast milk, which was abundant and plentiful from breastfeeding. We had difficulties. And so I made my own homemade formula to supplement. I mean, this is me walking my path, finding a way, and sharing what I know with others, you know, that support my values and my beliefs and my lifestyle. And so that was Breastfeeding Revolution. I connected with like Ricky Lake, Abby Epstein. They just so happened to be doing Breast Milk the movie right when I was doing Breastfeeding Revolution. And so I was invited.
I love it.
Right? Just so happened that, you know, I got to promote their stuff, and then I got to meet with them in New York City to go to a special premiere for the movie. I mean, you know, this is what it feels like when you're doing your work and you're living authentically and you're sharing your gifts from this place. So I love that. And then after that, I did, last year I did Redefining Womanhood. As my children now, not babies, becoming toddlers, getting older, it was like, okay, now, you know, where am I on this journey? And now I want to do more with my work. I want to step out even bigger. And how does a woman have the balance of a family? You know, and she's an entrepreneur, so it's not just work. It's like really creating her own things. And can she like have this and also be married? Like, who are these people? Do they exist? And like, what are their secrets? And so I hosted that, and that was phenomenal. And now this year, or last year, actually after that, what I learned was it's all about returning to ourselves. And so this is for breastfeeding, this is for mothering, it's for everything. It's about returning to your soul for the answers. It's about trusting yourself and your inner knowing, your inner voice, and then being able to express, right, this outward landing, concrete, real stuff, because we could all la-la-la bliss out all day long, you know, and the hippie chick kind of thing, or, you know, we can really be powerful, and like a hippie, you can get into activism and stuff like that. So the voice, it was like the voice, like my voice, the voice. I ended up on Dr. Oz a couple of times, and I was like, you know, and that felt really also, what's the word I want to use for that? Just really controlled. You know, while I was there, I was like, oh, they were asking me questions, and I'm like, I want to say this, and they're like, you can't say that. And I'm like, oh, but how about if I do? No, you can't do that. And I'm like, but I'm going to say, no, you can't say anything about your business, and don't do that either. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, why am I here, you know? So I went on. It was a great experience. He's an amazing man. The platform sucked. It was horrible. And I was like, okay, Christine, you got to make your own thing. You got to make your own thing. You got to bring together the people. You got to talk truth. Real. And then you got to talk truth about the reality of the soul, the body, mind, spirit, the self-love, the self-compassion, the self-mastery that is required to be a successful being, to have an impact, to rock your voice in the world. And this is where I started following people like yourself. And I started seeing like all the different notes, the different messages, the different tunes. And I was just like, okay, and this goes with this, and this would go with this, and this. And so it's like a beautiful symphony of voices who are expressing the rocking it out of your voice and showing and leading and guiding us with their own unique way, successfully doing it. So when you see them, you know, they're not just healers who aren't making money or aren't having an impact, big things. And they're not killing themselves doing it either. They love their work. They love their mission. And so I said, this is the people. These are the people I want to serve. And this is the people I want to gather. And this is what I want to create. And now I'm like, this is going to be something probably every year, if not biannually, that will serve others. So because, again, it may show up in their inbox, you know, and they may see it on Facebook or someone in just the right time, just the right moment. You may be searching for one of these people, one of these speakers in the series. You may fully connect and be like, oh my gosh, that's what I've been wanting to do, or that's what I really need to do. And seeing it happen with such a big piece, it's like the reality TV, but it's real. So as you know, Kimberly, there were no editing. I mean, there's little like snippets to like shorten it a little bit, but there's nothing taken out. So there's some wonky, crazy stuff happening with the energy, with the technology, and I'm just calling stuff out all over the place. I wish I was rolling with you and me while we were trying to get going. I mean, such power, right? The listeners, yeah, like for the listeners, I'm like, we're, you know, Kimberly and I meet, we're ready to roll, and then like stuff's not working, it's not happening. She's got a computer, she's got a laptop, she's switching. I'm like, oh my goodness, we didn't know what was going on. And then finally, it just all came together. But you'll have to tune in to see it because it is quite magical, the messages. And then there's gifts. So there's free gifts that when you resonate with someone, you go and you receive a free gift from them. And you can get like 30 of these free gifts. I mean, this is your self-development course now. And then we have a Facebook group called Rock Your Voice Revival. And it's private, so you can share anything that's coming up for you. And you can be held and seen. And it's just, yeah, it's so it's amazing. So far, we have about 2,000 viewers tuning in.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. What an incredible, beautiful gift, you know, you have unfolded here. And so much fun. I mean, you're so much fun to work with, Christine. And like I said, sparkly. I was, you know, my friend said, how did it go? I said, great, Christine is sparkly. because, you know, and I think it's a really beautiful offering. And I love that you're tying in so much about finding your voice with also feeling like you're seated in your spiritual center, or at least on that path, because I think that's really vital as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe that this is, again, something that we don't know in society. You know, we're not, you know, they're not talking about it really. I mean, everything's like meditation and do this and do that, and I get it. And I mean, it's really not as out there, like, about the spiritual awakening, about the process. And then, you know, because people would always ask me, Kimberly, how do you just get on TV? How do you just get up and go? How do you, you know, this, the answer is, I had the spiritual awakening, which connected me again. It brought me back home to spirit, to God, to source, to goddess. It brought me back home. And from there, it was like I became fierce. I became so confident. I always had like this belief in myself that I could do things and everything. But, you know, like I said, it was a little more superficial, but not really. And I couldn't figure that part out. Like, I liked TV, but then I didn't, you know, like, so I couldn't figure that part out. And so now I've just really come into my own being, my own voice, where I'm like, when you are so connected, when it's a direct hit from source, When you are expressing what wants to come through you and be expressed out into the world, you don't have any of those feelings of worries, of I need to do this in a perfect way, It needs to look this way, I'm not enough, or this is not going to be enough. I mean, I surrendered this series over to God, and, you know, and I said, you know, I trust that it will be perfect. Perfectly imperfect. And when people said no, you know, I had a moment of, oh, too bad, or I really wanted them to be on it. But then it was like, okay, you know, and then there's somebody else, and there's somebody else, and it's just the perfect symphony. So that's the big piece, is the spiritual aspect of really what it means to be confident. It's not about talking yourself up to be something that you're not, or you need to get there. Before you can start to do that, you'll need to, you know, create something else or do something else. I mean, that's why I love this series. And that's why I share, even in the emails that are sent out every day, you know, you're going to be guided through an experience. And the experience, as you know, Kimberly, nothing is premeditated. Everything is just like this show tonight, in real time, coming through. You know? This is it. And like,
absolutely.
It's divine surrender.
Yeah. It is divine surrender. I think that in some cases, if we cannot have confidence in ourselves, then it's easier sometimes to have confidence in source. And eventually, one day, you're going to be walking along going, oh, I'm confident in source, and you realize you're also confident in self. And I think that's the distillation of it, you know, is just that surrender, and it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's bigger than you. So when you start to get into that space where you're like, oh, my gosh, how's this going to look? Is this going to be good? Blah, blah, blah. Here I go again, making it about me. it's not about me. I am the conduit.
Yes.
It's about me. It comes through me and out. So there I go. So in all of that, that's how you recognize it. Just like when you feel depressed, anxious, you know, you're probably making it too much about you. And the way that you can even heal those aspects is by serving, is by opening up. Like, we want to contract because we're scared and it hurts and we're in pain, we're experiencing pain, and we want to contract and we want to be angry and we want to fight, you know, we want to prove ourselves and all of that. Yeah, that's normal. That's humanness right there. Have love and compassion and then say, wait a minute, this is not about me. You know, I am not here just for me. I am here because I serve a purpose, and I serve a purpose because I am here, and I am enough because I am here, because I'm alive. That's reason enough. And so, you know, all of these things really to understand the subconscious is why I needed to go. And I also studied energy work for a year because I, like I said, I grew up not knowing anything, you know, and not understanding, living it, being it, but not truly having the language and the tools. And that's why, that's another reason why in this series, I really want each speaker to guide us through something, because we are going to click. It's going to click. Ah, okay. Now I get it.
Absolutely beautiful. You are a divine treat to work with, Christine.
Thank you.
I'm the goddess for you being here. And I absolutely just adore you and what you're doing. It's really fantastic. And you bring those sparkles, darling. So, you know, that's a bonus.
Thank you, love. Yes, and as do you. I mean, you know, thank you so much. I know there's a beautiful connection. And as I'm, you know, I picked up my phone before, I have 444 emails at the moment. I'm like, oh, of course. I'm on the radio show. I look at the phone. 444. Okay. Yeah.
Yay.
So,
we like that confirmation.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's the little things. It's the little things.
It is. It is. It is. It is. Yeah. So it's the little things and all those gorgeous synchronicities, the messages, you know, from Goddess or Source or however you call your Source that let you know you're doing great. And that's so important along the way. So good. Okay, my darlings who are listening in, and thank you so much. You know, we've got quite a few people dialed in on the board. So get on over there. Please check it out. Gifts. Who can resist Prezzies? You know, rockyourvoicerevival.com. And you want to stay connected to Christine too. You know, rockitoutwoman.com. I mean, we can't ask her. That's like awesome, you know. One of my favorite sayings is, you rock. So I even have it over my desk. I love it. I absolutely love it. Is there anything that you would like to share, Christine, before we go, other than get connected?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would just say, you know, this is part of loving yourself. So if you felt that maybe perhaps you didn't experience the love or the belonging, the sense of enoughness, you know, as a woman, as women, I always say the woman is the spiritual leader of her family, because we are the ones who create and keep up with the traditions, with the foods and the preparations. With the holidays, you know, how we do all of these things. And it's usually the woman who is the one who is doing all of this. And so, I mean, even the men look to the woman to do all of this because we do it so well and we love it. And so, you know, take really good care of yourself and know that you are a leader, and be that leader for you, your family, your friends. And right now, out in our world, I see that there is a big, huge space open for women to stand up, to start speaking up, to say enough about so many things that are happening in our world. And, you know, there's a lot of other things I could say about this because we are the largest consumers. As spiritual leaders, we also do the shopping and the food shopping and the clothes shopping and the medicine shopping and the blah, 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 blah. We do all of that. We have a lot of power, even if you don't have the money, even if you're not the breadwinner. You are making the decisions. You are carrying out the traditions. And so there's so much upon us. Yet we can embrace all of that to enhance this experience of life, to fully express ourselves versus shut down and mute our voices or play small or stay safe. This is not serving us. This is not serving our world. Mother Earth is crying out for us to lay upon her again, to dance, to sing, to play, to heal, to nurture, to love, to accept, to have compassion, forgiveness. And so, my loves, we have a huge calling upon us, and it is gorgeous and amazing. It's the most wonderful time to be alive. Say yes to you so you can rock it out, woman.
Beautiful. I don't think we could say anything more. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Absolutely phenomenal. So, Christine, you have an open door policy anytime you'd like to come back and share with our tribe. I would love it. It would be so wonderful to have you. So,
an honor.
Again,
thank you, my darling. That means so much. Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, to all of our listeners, ready to rock it out. You know, the links are about. They are on motherhouseofthegoddess.com. They're on Facebook, and you can go directly to rockyourvoicerevival.com. So how easy is that? Sign up. Take a listen. You know, we're all multitaskers nowadays. I always have something going on in the background. So this is a great way to kind of soak up the wisdom and connect with Christine. So there we go. Christine, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, my love. My pleasure. Anytime.
All right. And you take good care of those babies. And and we can't wait to have you back.
Thank you. I can't wait to be back. I'll see you soon.
Thank you. That sounds good. Okay. And to all of our listeners, so my music is a little bit, you know, I don't know. It's eclipsed tonight, so we're just going to take a deep breath and say thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for participating. Thank you for listening, and thank you for engaging. And go forth with many blessings. Have a great, great weekend, and I'll be back next week with Margaret Ann Lembo. Ooh, crystals and angels and all kinds of good stuff. So have a great night, everyone. Christine, mwah, big kisses.